But this morning we want to study 2 Peter, the message, the basic understanding of Christ's return. You know, the Lord is coming back. And I pray that He comes back before I face a physical death. That's what I've always believed, that I would not die. I would be raptured out of here. But if that's not what takes place, I know that I'm saved. Child of the King. When He says, come up hither, I'll be gone. And I hope and pray that everybody in this building can say that. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. We will not have time this morning to finish it, but we'll do like we did on the rapture. We'll preach it this morning, finish it up on Facebook Live. Here in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostle of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise? Where is the promise of the coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of by the word of God. The heavens were of old, and the earth standing out in the waters, in the water and in the waters. I want to go back up to this verse 5, the beginning. If you mark in your Bibles as I do, or use the liners, which I do. God said, for this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God. I believe anybody that's got any, even a little bit of knowledge about the coming of the Lord knows that we're about at the end. And then in verse 5, it said, for this they are willingly ignorant. See, that's why even now it's harder to get people to talk about the Lord. You know, 5 years ago even, you could talk to them and they would pretend to at least listen. They don't even want you to talk about it. In verse 6, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Think about it. When the earth was destroyed the first time, it had never rained from the sky, always came up through the soil. But then the rain started coming and started coming and started coming. And, you know, as somebody that you know, if I told you their name, but to protect the innocent, I won't. You know, he was telling me how, why, you know, water was so important. You know, it was part of salvation because it was the water that saved us when God destroyed the earth the first time. I wonder why he took all of that time building an ark. You know, he was telling me that's why that you got to be baptized to be saved. He uses the ark, said the water, you know. I told him, I said, I care about you, but on a scale of 1 to 10, it's more like a 20. That is so stupid. Nobody was in that ark that weren't saved. And he's going to destroy the earth a second time, but fire is going to come down from the heavens. And the majority of people that's left, they're going to spend eternity in hell where the flames never quench. Sure. If I was lost, that would scare me. God tells us here in 2 Peter. Verse 7 said, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, is kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Ungodly men. God's patience, verse 8, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He's not slack. If God says something in his word, it's going to happen. Amen. Verse 10 said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away and great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein will be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person are ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? This word conversation in this text means way of life. It's not just a Sunday morning deal. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we ought to realize that God can come anytime. He's not going to give you 3 calls and say, now, if you don't answer on the 3rd call, then it's all of it. He's going to appear. And those that have been saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, will leave. God says in the book of Matthew, you know, 2 will be in the meal, 1 taking, 1 left. Husband, wife driving down the highway in a car, 1 taken, 1 left. Talking about a traffic jam. Not being able to explain it because they think this is all made up. Regardless of what happens to you in this life or what you do with Christ, you're still going to one day stand before him in your resurrected body and personally give an account for your actions while you were in this life. This is why we need to know everything we can know about him, what he requires of us. The day when that happens, you won't be able to get into heaven because of ignorance. All all that we need to know is readily available to us right here in this Bible. If you got an old King James Bible, and I trust that's what you use, and if you don't, you use some other thing, you ought to be ashamed of it. I wouldn't raise my hand either. The King James is closest to the original that you can get. But this comes our responsibility. In John 5:39, he said, search the Scriptures, for in them, that is, in the Scriptures, ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. This is a love letter from God. Amen. You want to know what's going to happen? I mean, if nothing else, look at what is happening, you know. Have you? I'm sure you heard about it, but, you know, I went to make a visit, you know, and I'm always glad unless I'm got something else, you know, urgent to go to anybody's home and talk to them. But I went in there, and the little girl has just got off of the school bus, and she thinks she's a cat. I said, what? It's her in Harrison County. It's her in Scott County, Fayette County. It's everywhere. They don't know whether they're male or female. These are the signs that we must realize takes place right before the Lord comes back. First thing we learn about Him is that He came to this earth to die for our sins so that we could go to heaven and do the world appreciate it? I know parents who sacrifice so their kids can go to college, and they learn when they come back that, I don't know whether I'm male or female. It cost me $20,000 for you to find that out. These are the signs that the Lord is on His way. First thing we learn about Him is that He came to earth to die. He completed His mission. He arose from the grave. And a few days later, He ascended back to heaven. So as you can see from our text, men scoff at the idea that Jesus Christ will personally return to earth. But the Scripture said this same Jesus that you see leaving, He's going to come in like manner. He went in a cloud. He's going to come back in a cloud. But He ain't going to come back as your Savior. Coming back as your judge. And He already knows. The Bible is very clear on the second coming. You know, it's just like we read in our text, you know. But He tells us that Peter says that they are willingly ignorant of the facts. God has intervened on two occasions. He sent the flood to destroy all but 8 souls from the earth. He sent His Son to die for man's sins. Since He has done that, since He says He will intervene again, I mean, how many times we got to see God? I mean, this brother that y'all graciously, and I thank you, to help a little bit. Here is a man of God who preaches the word, who's sacrificing, you know, working two jobs, pastor of a church that's not large enough to take care of him. And now he's don't have one arm. I don't know whether he can go back to his regular job or not. And yet these morons get up there and preach garbage and have thousands and thousands of people watch them, and people send their money into them. So they have a jet plane to go from place to place. But yet, because the little church don't have the 25 or 30 members, it don't matter. You know what the devil wants? And he's going to get it. It's going to be one big universal church. The Bible is very clear on Christ's second coming. Perhaps no other doctrine except salvation stands out as clearly. Every book in the Bible speaks or makes allusion to Christ's return. In the New Testament, one verse out of 20 assures us of the fact. You think about that. Every 20 verses, you got at least one verse that's over the Bible. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Notice what? 16, verse 27. Matthew 16, 27. All right. Beginning here in the 27th verse, God said, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He shall reward everyone according to His what?" Oh, what? When we get the word, they'll all behave. Everybody's going to get the same reward. You're denying the Bible. God said plainly, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He shall reward every man according to his works." Not faith. Works. You know why? Because faith without works is dead. Ain't that what James said? Faith without works is dead. You know, I mean, you know why marriages have such a hard problem? You know, I don't know how many marriages I've talked to and the woman says, you know, I don't think he's ever told me he loves me. And I looked the lady right straight in the head and in the eyes, and I turned around and looked at the husband, and I said, "You probably don't, do you?" You know what kids need? Kids need their parents to put their arms around them and say, "I am thankful that God gave you to me to raise. You don't belong to me, but I'm so thankful that He lent, L-E-N-T, lent you to me."
that job belongs to the Lord. You know, God tells us what we need to know. God tells us that we need to know. You know, when we look at Matthew 16:27, you know, when he said, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to his works." Now, if works aren't important, why would he put that in the scripture? I'm not saying that you've got to make over your husband or wife daily and to tell your kid every hour you hug and kiss them and slobber all over them. But I tell you one thing. You ask, especially my two girls, you ask him or Jessica, who is the greatest man they've ever met? And I'll give you anything I've got if I'm wrong. They'll say my dad. You know why? Because I love my two girls. And they know I love them. I want Jesus to know that I love him. I want him to know that if he came today, praise God, I'm ready. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. In Mark, the 13th chapter. Mark, the 13th chapter. Now, God tells us here, Mark 13:25. God said, "And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory." Isn't that wonderful? Great power and glory. The all-powerful God. John 14:3 said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Now, not many people agree with this, but I believe it, and because it's Bible. He said, you know, there's already many mansions in heaven. The scriptures back that statement up. And I'd be more than satisfied with either one of those mansions, I assure you. But he said, I'd go to a prior place for you. Don't fall out of your seat now. I believe that's for the bride. And you can't be in the bride if you're not in a Baptist church. I'm sorry, your Methodist, Presbyterian, all you. You can be saved. I thank God for that. But my Lord and Savior is coming for a Baptist bride. Amen.
Luke 21, verses 25, 26, and 27. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. There shall be signs. John 14:3 says, I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Heaven is already there, right? Amen? Amen. But he said he's going to prepare a place for me. So there's got to be something special except the glory of heaven. He tells us in Acts 1:11, ye men of Galilee, why stand gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go in the heavens. He came, he went. He came right on time, and he'll leave right on time. But as you look at the signs, you look at the government, you look at our schools, you look at almost anything that is in place now, nothing. Nothing like it was when I was born. Paul's told the church of Thessalonica in chapter 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10, he said, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. You know what that is? That's the tribulation. It's coming. I won't be there. Now, I know there's some people, you know, I haven't tried to hide it. You know, I'm a pre-trib. I believe that I'm going to be in heaven before the tribulation starts. A lot of good men believe we're going first through the 3.5 years. I don't believe that. Can't find it in the Scripture. But, you know, some of my best friends, you know, I mean, the Brother Gum, you know, he challenged me. But you got to know, Brother Gum, he challenged his mama. You know, I love the man. But I said, you know, I'm not going to waste. I wasted 4 hours with a bunch of Church of Christ people. I said, I'll never do that again. And I'm not going to waste an hour or 2 hours or 15 minutes to discuss whether God said he has not appointed his children under wrath. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that first 3.5 years is going to be rough. It's going to be rough. We'll... God says in 1 Thessalonians 2:19, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? Can you imagine that? To see Jesus Not read about him, but see him. The one who went to that cross so I could have life and have it abundantly. You know, God is so precious. Still in the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. Even our Father at his coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints. Fourth chapter, 1 Thessalonians, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. You know, the advantage of dying before the rapture, and I'm about finished, I've only covered a page and a half, but the advantage of dying before the rapture is that you get to see Christ first. See, if the Lord came this afternoon, and I'd be happy if he did. But that's the brothers and sisters and, you know, family. They would see Christ before I would. It's just a split second, Pastor Vance. Oh, I don't know. It may be even less. But sometimes I just get a glimpse of him in my mind. And I believe that. I'm not ashamed of it. And we read this last verse and we'll close. We looked at 1 Thessalonians 1:10, 1 Thessalonians 2:19, 1 Thessalonians 3:13. Now we looked at 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Now we're at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. I'm telling you, if you want to read your Bible, say, I want to start it in the morning, well, good. Turn to 1 Thessalonians and read chapter 1, Tuesday chapter 2, Wednesday chapter 3, Thursday chapter 4, Friday chapter 5. And you'll learn a lot about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Song leader and pianist come.